Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An American citizen and Marine veteran, Willie Joseph Kensel, died while fighting in Ukraine. His wife broke the news and said he went there wanting to help people and had always felt that this was his main mission in life. After failing to prevent Russia's invasion of Ukraine through sanctions, President Biden said he's sending Congress requests for more money for Ukraine. During a press conference at the White House Thursday, Biden said in total he's asking for an additional $33 billion. $20 billion will be used for military assistance, $8 billion for economic assistance, and $3 billion for humanitarian aid.
The cost of this fight is not cheap, but caving the aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen. We either back Ukrainian people as they defend their country, or we stand by as the Russians continue their atrocities and aggression in Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The 2022 NFL Draft took place in Las Vegas, Nevada yesterday. There were 9 trades made by teams on day one, the most since 2004. Be careful of the little furry beasts in Arkansas.
Arkansas is filing a lawsuit against Family Dollar after more than 1,000 rodents were discovered at one of the company's warehouses.
The Family Dollar Distribution Center in West Memphis experienced massive rodent infestation throughout its facility and had direct exposure and potentially contaminated commonly purchased products.
State Attorney General Leslie Rutledge outlining investigations into the West Memphis Distribution Center. Those investigations discovered a massive infestation by rats and other vermin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Police have arrested a 74-year-old man in the 1988 killing of 11-year-old Melissa Tremblay in Massachusetts, the Essex District Attorney's Office announced Wednesday. The cold case was re-examined by authorities in 2014, and evidence recovered from the victim's body was instrumental in solving the case. Marvin C. McClendon Jr. was arrested Tuesday in Bremen, Alabama. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and others in the Biden administration claim they inherited a faulty border situation from former President Trump. But, says Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax Thursday, the goal all along since President Biden took office has been to open the border for more Democrat voters.
They really believe in open borders. They think that we're just fine. They don't care if it overwhelms our social services, our hospitals, our welfare programs. They just don't care. And they see it as a power play because they do believe that people who are coming in illegally because the Democrats have turned a blind eye will be sympathetic ultimately, or their children will be sympathetic to Democrats in politics. So this really has to do with power politics, but it really is a complete disdain for the actual individuals because encouraging the illegal immigration encourages trafficking of use, it encourages drug transportation, all the things, but it's really bad for the people trying to get across the river illegally. It's not good for those people either. But this is an attitude that the Democrats have mostly honest about. They just don't care.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, as we insisted, it starts with the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get back to first principles. And, you know, when we continue to be bathed in deception and lies, fake news go on down the line, well, it keeps us off track. And we're going to talk about the 2020 election. Okay? According to recent polling, now an increasing number of people, Democrats, Republicans, independents, all alike, believe that Joe Biden's victory was influenced by cheating. That number, as I said, has been increasing. It's now up to 56%. And probably an equal amount of people don't want to talk about it because we're kind of worn out with all the opinion and a lack of fact, you know, conclusive fact that can, you know, bring this all into focus. And I got to tell you, what Dinesh D'Souza has done in his new film, 2,000 Mules, it takes it out of the realm of opinion. As you've heard me say before, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And that's what's been going on. You know, these talking heads like, you know, from Fox News that say, well, hey, it's conclusive. You know, Joe Biden won. And they'll ask me, and say, well, Bill, don't you believe it was legitimate? I say, honestly, I don't know. I don't know. And my good friend Dennis Prager is in this movie, and he says up front, he says, I'm an agnostic about this whole thing. He didn't want to talk about it. But when he saw the evidence of what Dinesh and his wife Debbie and Catherine Emmelbrecht from True the Vote and Greg Phillips with the founder of Vote Stand, what they put together, it was like Dennis became like Doubting Thomas. He suddenly could see the wounds and see it for himself. And he commits himself totally to getting down to the bottom of this and spreading the word of the big lie of 2020 legitimately. Dinesh D'Souza is with us now. Dinesh, I cannot thank you enough for all the hard work that you and the team have put together to bring the facts to bear on what has been bothering people ever since we found out or we were told that Joe Biden was to be the next president.
Well, thank you. I do want to credit the research organization True the Vote because these are the guys that did the heavy lifting. They're the ones that bought 10 trillion pings of geo-tracking data in the swing states. They're the ones who made the public information requests for the surveillance video. I mean, this video of mules, I mean, paid operatives stuffing ballots into boxes, and mail and drop boxes in the middle of the night, this video has been around since November of 2020. It's just that no one got it, no one sifted through it, no one connected the geo-tracking to the video. So that's what makes the movie so explosive. I think you put it beautifully when you said it moves the debate out of the realm of sort of I suspect I smell a rat. Here are some anomalies. Two, here's what actually happened.
Exactly. 2,000 mules. Explain to the audience why mules. Why that term?
So the mule, the term mule comes out of, well, you know, you've heard of a drug mule, a drug trafficking mule, or a sex trafficking, a human trafficking mule. Here we're talking about ballot trafficking. So a mule is a paid operative hired by a left-wing activist organization to deliver a whole bunch of fraudulent votes to mail-in drop boxes, typically in the middle of the night.
Mm. Because everybody votes in the middle of the night, right?
Well, what's so interesting is, and you can see video upon video in the movie, these are mules that wear hoodies pulled closely. It's almost like I cast them, you know, in a fiction movie. They're wearing gloves, and so they don't want their fingerprints on the ballots. Why? Because there was a case in Arizona where some vote-stuffing mules got busted because they left their fingerprints on all these ballots. So now the word has gotten out on the part of the left and the Democrats, let's make our mules wear gloves. And they also take photos, not of themselves, not a selfie, not like an I voted photo, but rather of the ballots going into the box, because that's how the mules get paid. See, I was there, I dumped the ballots, where's my money?
And Dinesh, just like the mules, as you mentioned, that the cartels use, for example, these are mules committing crimes. This is criminal activity, right? Bottom line?
Bottom line, yes. And this is a key point, because when the movie comes out next week, the left is going to jump up and say, wait a minute, Dinesh, vote harvesting is legal in some states. Well, first of all, that's true. And there are some very liberal states, California being an example, where you are allowed to give your ballot to anyone else and say, hey, you go drop it off. That's allowed. Now, in the swing states that we're talking about, the rules are more restrictive. In Georgia, for example, you are only allowed to give your ballot to be dropped off by a family member, or if you're in a confined facility, by a caregiver. That's it. Now, in no state is it legal for money to change hands. In no state is it legal to pay a mule to drop off ballots. And the moment you do that, that ballot or those ballots become fraudulent votes that must not be counted. So what we're describing in the movie is flat out illegal behavior, felonies in most cases. And the next step that should happen right after the movie is the 2,000 plus mules need to be arrested.
Exactly. Well, and what do you think? Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know. And it's going to be, to me, a really interesting question because, look, law enforcement does this kind of thing all the time. There's a straightforward way to bust this political cartel. And I think it's a political cartel that is organized, coordinated, and goes high up. How high up exactly, I'm not sure. But law enforcement needs to arrest the mules, essentially go, who paid you? Who put you up to it? Who organized this? And this will create, I think, the biggest scandal in American political history, because never in American history before have we seen a rigged election on this scale. I mean, 1960, some votes came in Cook County, Illinois, that might have given the election to Kennedy over Nixon. But this kind of a planned, coordinated fraud, systematic fraud in all the key states, I mean, I've never seen, you never heard of anything like this.
Exactly. Right. I mean, this is so astounding and so obvious. I can tell you, prior to the election in October, we drove from California to Florida and went through 12 states, Dinesh. We did not see, I mean, ask me how many Joe Biden stickers I saw going through 12 states. Stickers or signs or anything. Ask me, how many?
Yeah, how many?
Three.
Wow.
This is in October. Everywhere we went, it was Trump. So the results of the 2020 election, it defies credulity on its face. But now, here it is, we're starting to look in and see that this was criminal activity. And you and I talked about this a couple of years ago, that the thing is about criminals, though, as you said, they won't give up the con. If you listen to them, they self-indict. And when you listen to what Joe Biden said, and I don't know if it was by accident or not, but he did say that they had the best voter fraud operation ever.
Yeah,
remember?
We actually begin the movie with that. I mean, we realize, of course, it was a kind of a Biden-esque gaffe. But sometimes in a gaffe, you accidentally tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Hillary Clinton told the
truth on the things that she was doing with the Russian collusion. And, you know, it was so astounding. People didn't believe it. And they blamed Trump. You know, it's just amazing. Again, they self-indict. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from the one and only Dinesh D'Souza. We're talking about his new movie being released next week, 2,000 Mules. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you need or want to know if your immune system had a response to SARS-CoV-2? Your body's T-cells may have the answer. T-cells are a type of white blood cell that are your immune system's first responders to viral infection. T-cells recognize many different parts of the SARS-CoV-2 virus and may be better at responding to infection with viral variants than antibodies. T-cells may kickstart antibody production and can remain in the blood after antibody responses wane. In a study, T-cell responses were detected up to 9 months after initial COVID-19 infection with 90% sensitivity. During the pandemic, the focus has largely been on antibodies to determine if your body had an immune response to SARS-CoV-2. T-Detect COVID by Adaptive Biotechnologies is a T-cell-based blood test that can provide additional insight into your T-cell response to SARS-CoV-2. Information from the test can help you and your doctor make informed decisions about your health. Learn more at t-detect.com. T-Detect COVID has FDA emergency use authorization to confirm recent or past COVID-19 infection. Not FDA cleared.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners in India are hearing the gospel, some for the first time, and are so moved by the good news that they just have to share it. The Tide Ministry is so encouraged to receive letters from listeners who hear the message of Christ and are compelled to write to us about their encounters with Jesus. Like this Bengali listener who wrote, "I've come to know that Jesus Christ is the only God who can save me from my sins. I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior." We are so thankful for these salvation stories, and we pray that those who have come to know Christ through our radio programs are also helping us in our mission to share the good news by telling their neighbors. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Dinesh D'Souza, the documentary filmmaker, continues as we're talking about his soon-to-be-released new movie, 2,000 Mules. The facts that you have been waiting for, fully exposed in this movie.
that it's going to absolutely blow your mind and settle you, I believe, and bring some peace to American voters who have said there's something rather fishy about the 2020 election. It defies credulity. Dinesh, just a little sidebar here. Being a former Marine, I took a vow to defend this country against enemies, foreign and domestic. And we were raised in America, first generation Hispanics, my father from Spain, my mother from Mexico, and we love this country. And what I've always appreciated you about you is that you love America. I mean, you are passionate about this country, and you are defending the constitutional principles that those of us who defended our country for, I mean, you're in the battle right with us, and I just cannot thank you enough. That means so much to me, personally.
Well, that I'm so moved by that, and thank you so much. You know, it's dismaying to me that we've reached this dark moment. I mean, for election upon election, I walk into the booth, I pull the curtain, I cast a vote, and I don't give it another thought because I'm assuming, I have trust in the institutions of society that the votes are going to be correctly counted and the guy with the most votes is going to be given the medal. And so suddenly we're in this strange situation where things we took for granted, which is that the FBI is a genuine police agency, the idea that we have the right to free speech, even if we're wrong or mistaken or a political opponent, so what? Or the fact that our elections are going to be legit. I mean, it's been profoundly shocking to me to see that the closer you look, the more you see how some of our core institutions have become rotted.
Exactly.
And look at the media. I mean, the brazen lying. I'm convinced if I walked tomorrow into the offices of the New York Times, I played all these videos, I show them all the evidence, they would look at it, they would see right away it's all true, and then not a word of it would appear in the newspaper the next day. In other words, not only are they brazen liars, but they can live with themselves. They can live with that fact. They've come to terms with the fact that they're fundamentally dishonest people.
And their reason to be is based on a constitution that declares, you know, free speech, and we're supposed to have freedom of press that delivers, you know, both sides of an issue, because that's where knowledge, that's where the consent of the governed comes from, is an informed electorate, does it not?
Yeah, you know, when Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips came to our house to show us some of this evidence, and we were going through the geo-tracking, and, you know, that in itself is just so fascinating because that's mm-hmm. how the CIA found out where bin Laden was. Mm-hmm. That's how some of the January 6th protesters were arrested. When you go into a mall and you get a notification on your phone that there's a special, you know, at the Apple store, mm-hmm. how do they know you're there? Well, geo-tracking. So all of this was fascinating, but from a movie point of view, and also from a kind of public point of view, what really thrilled me was when I saw the video evidence, because we're living in an age where there's so much dishonesty that even if you say I've got 100 affidavits from people who saw voter fraud, people go, well, I don't believe you. It's only because I can say, you know what, I'm going to take you back to the days leading up to the 2020 election, and I'm going to actually show you people stuffing the ballot boxes, and I don't see how you can argue with that.
Well, as you said, we have been conditioned to trust these institutions that are now proving false. You know, and I thought it was quite uncanny that the statement that you made earlier was brought up that, the fact, you know, be known, there was voter fraud back with Kennedy Nixon in 1960. Really? I mean, you know, and of course, I was aware of this. Heritage has been, reporting on this for a number of years. But then we've been conditioned by a former president and his attorney general, who looked straight in the camera and said, there's no such thing, the voter fraud doesn't exist. And I go, wait a minute, Eric Holder, you know, we've got people getting arrested and serving time in prison for voter fraud. How can you say that it doesn't exist? So that faux narrative has been out there, and it's conditioned the minds of the American people. And now it's gotten to the point, it went from it doesn't exist, well, then if it does exist, the numbers are so minor that it wouldn't have changed the outcome, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Democrats are the party of voter fraud, going all the way back to the 19th century. And in some ways, what this movie is showing is old-style child voter fraud. Because if you go back to the days of Tammany Hall, the immigrants would come off the boat and there'd be Democrats waiting at the pier with, you know, ballot forms to say, basically, you sign here, we'll fill out the rest of it. And so, you know, this stuff is not new. I think what's really different is that typically the absentee ballot was a tiny portion of the overall ballot. But this changed in 2020 because of COVID. Suddenly this mail-in ballot became a huge share of the overall ballot. And sure enough, the fraudsters were like, listen, we've already invented the fraud wheel. Let's just sort of spin it up. Let's just up the ante. And I think that's what happened. What used to be a kind of modest fraud became in 2020 a giant fraud. Now, for me as a movie maker, the challenge was, you know, how do you make a movie in an age of censorship? I got to put the movie on uncancelable platforms. And I do want to say, by the way, even though we have the movie in 300 theaters next week, you got to get tickets at the website, 2000mules.com. You can't go to the theater and look for tickets there. You buy them on the website, you put in your state, it'll tell you the theater is playing near you, and if you don't find a theater near you, you can watch the virtual premiere at home. This is on Saturday, May 7th. It plays, the movie will play, but there's also a live Q&A to follow. It's really cool, a virtual premiere out of a giant studio in Las Vegas, Saturday, May 7th.
That's awesome, because, well first of all, I'm a little shocked that we can only get 300 theaters. But again, we would encourage our audience to buy your ticket early, because in buying your ticket early, it tells the film houses that we've got something here. You know, we better cook up some extra popcorn because we're going to have a lot of people coming in here, right? And so, and maybe that in itself might expand the reach and the amount of movie houses that pick up on 2,000 Mules. Because after all, you know, they need to be, you know, the old saying, you got to put some butts in the seats there. And, you know, they want to sell some tickets. So I would say get online, order your tickets early. And if not, then, of course, we'll see incredible numbers come May the 7th when you're able to stream it from home. And that interactive is going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. And then after that, by the way, digital download on Salem Now, but also the video platform called Rumble is getting behind this movie. In fact, they're putting it, it's the first movie that they're featuring on their platform called Locals. And so Rumble is going to be promoting this movie heavily, which is downright awesome because it counters the sort of thick wall of censorship that we see at places like Facebook and YouTube. I mean, those places have become a joke because you can't have any legitimate debate. I mean, you can't debate the trans issue, you can't debate climate change, you can't debate abortion, you can't debate COVID, right. But most of all, you can't debate, you can barely say the words election fraud.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dinesh, explain to the audience, we've got about a minute and a half left here, the depth of research that True Vote and that Greg Phillips had available to them. They probably had, the biggest amount of research on the 2020 election, right?
Yeah, I think the genius of True the Vote in this case was that they decided, look, we're not going to try to look at all forms of fraud. We're not going to try to investigate what happened with the machines or with the Chinese. Let's just zoom in. Look at where the rules changed under COVID. Suddenly all these mail-in drop boxes, suddenly millions of mail-in ballots flying all over the place. So if there's going to be cheating, it's quite likely to be here. So let's focus, let's zoom in here. And they bought 10 trillion pings of cell phone data. They got 4 million minutes of surveillance video. So look at the volume of information that provides the research foundation for this movie. You know, we're not talking about 15 minutes of video. We're talking,
yes.
And also Catherine told us, Debbie and me, my wife, that she's going to put this data online at some point in the summer. Just sort of a massive data dump where you can just go look at the raw data on your own.
Well, we'll see if the mainstream media will pick up on that. Like you said, if you walked into the New York Times and showed them the video. But this is a movie I believe they're going to be hard-pressed to really squash because the truth comes out so clearly, and it is that truth that will set the American voter free, maybe once and for all, Dinesh D'Souza. Thank you so much for being with us. All the best to you.
My pleasure.
All right, Godspeed, my friend.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Office Depot is dedicated to helping teachers finish the school year strong and prepare ahead. With a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership, teachers can get a coupon for 20% back in bonus rewards on a qualifying in-store purchase through June 25th. Visit a local store to take advantage of same-day copy and print services, expanded product assortments, and a wide variety of other classroom essentials. This is the perfect time to take advantage of deals on must-have supplies and time-saving services to support your mission to educate and inspire future generations. Office Depot supports schools year-round through the Give Back to Schools program, which has so far given schools over $38 million in credits. And teachers, don't forget to gift yourselves. Check out Office Depot's Teacher Gift Guide to go with your free Office Depot Office Max Rewards program membership. Teachers are essential in every way, and your success is everything to us. To learn more, visit officedepot.com/rewards offers.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An American citizen and Marine veteran, Willie Joseph Kentzel, died while fighting in Ukraine. His wife broke the news and said he went there wanting to help people and had always felt that this was his main mission in life. After failing to prevent Russia's invasion of Ukraine through sanctions, President Biden said he's sending Congress requests for more money for Ukraine. During a press conference at the White House Thursday, Biden said in total he's asking for an additional $33 billion. $20 billion would be used for military assistance, $8 billion for economic assistance, and $3 billion for humanitarian aid.
The cost of this fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen. We either back Ukrainian people as they defend their country, or we stand by as the Russians continue their atrocities and aggression in Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. Wilfred Riley joining us. He is the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Always good to be on the show.
Well, what do you make of Joe Biden's statement that white supremacy is America's number one problem? I mean, was he serious about that?
This is a dim talking point, and I mean, I'm a little bit under 40. I have friends that are sort of young operatives on, you know, both sides of the aisle. It's really been emphasized throughout the Democratic Party. I don't know anyone that really believes it. And I can't imagine that Joe Biden, who's 80 years old, who saw the actual fighting between whites and blacks and other groups in this country, really believes that either. If you actually look at the claim that originally comes from, not to go on endlessly about this, but it's the FBI, they identified Caucasian supremacists as the biggest domestic terror threat in 1 year. And I mean, in terms of, because our troops, our cops do a good job, home front domestic terrorism in the USA kills about 25 people a year. So maybe, and I think 2009, that was even true. But that's somehow been expanded into the biggest threat the country faces is white supremacy, white nationalism. And, I mean, the threats the country faces include Iran, China, Russia. So, no, I mean, I think that's crazy. I don't really know anyone that takes all that seriously.
Does it lend credence to Joe Biden's mental acuity when he makes statements like that?
Well, I think this particular particular statement doesn't really call into question. I mean, there are a lot of reasons to wonder if Joe Biden has mild or even severe dementia. I mean, we could go through some of the things that he said. I mean, you're talking about that kind of awful confusion between Title 42 and a mask policy for subways.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, with these older politicians, I kind of feel bad for them. I mean, you wonder if there's an ambitious relative in the mix or something like that. But this particular thing, I don't really think gets into mental deficiency because they're all saying it. I mean, mm-hmm. Kamala Harris has said this. We've seen law enforcement officials say it. So very much after Charlottesville, which there was a person on the left side killed there, but then after like the, you know, heavily publicized 1-6 trespassing incident, not excusing that, but the focus has been, well, the real danger to this country is these white conservative guys and buffalo horns, they're going to take over, they're going to put you back in chains, and Joe Biden's just on narrative when it comes to that. He sounds like many of the other people in the party.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you think about, you know, putting you back in chains and all these, slavery hot words that come out of the Democratic Party, it's the Democrats. I mean, when you just look at our southern border, I mean, they're participating with the cartel in a form of modern slavery, are they not?
Well, illegal immigration would be, to me, more of a form of peonage or serfdom or something like that, if we're getting technical. But, yeah, one of the things that the whole race guilt narrative in the USA never gets into is that all of this stuff was absolutely universal around the world and it's still going on. Mm-hmm. So just terms we use in day-to-day life, I mean, as you know, patron, the name of a good man, tequila means the boss man, the lord. Mm-hmm. Haciendado, pretty much the same. I mean, if you go to Asia, Africa, many countries still have slavery. They're open mm-hmm. slave markets in Libya, Mauritania. What you've got with a lot of illegal immigrants is more what we used to call indentured servitude, where the typical Irishman that came to this country didn't just get off the boat and go get a job. He had 23 years first to work for, you know, master or whatever the title was in the North. So the answer to your question is just this is just never said. I mean, when people say that they want to stop the vestiges of slavery or something like that, they mean sort of we want to give black people money. They don't mean we want to stop the sex trade that's being encouraged by sites like OnlyFans, where only half the girls can leave. So, yeah, slavery is a continuing human vice, but that's not what Joe Biden's talking about. He's talking about this very specialized issue with sort of the white right in the USA.
Mm-hmm. And I get that. And talking, if we can stay on this point of, you know, indentured servitude, however way you want to line it up with the cartels are, you know, this has been a windfall profit for them. I mean, they're making billions of dollars based on what's going on in the southern border. And Mayorkas, I mean, my goodness, he was getting filleted three ways to Sunday in front of, you know, these hearings on the Hill. I mean, it was not a pretty sight because you cannot justify the acquiescence and the lack of policy and bottom line, just the lack of effectiveness. And here they are talking. I mean, it's bad enough already. And then they're talking about, well, let's lift Title 42, which gives the Border Patrol a little bit of authority and cover. And now, I mean, even with all the projections, we're talking numbers right now at 7,000 a day going up to 18,000 to 20,000. I mean, it will overwhelm the system beyond comprehension.
Yeah, this is one of those things that I don't really think should be controversial or has been controversial
exactly.
for most of the country's history. That people from other civilized countries like Mexico, Canada, Cuba, Poland. I mean, think about the places we get the majority of immigrants from, Guatemala, land of the Maya. I mean, these countries aren't at war. People from these places can't just walk into the USA. I mean, that's something that off of Twitter, off of Facebook, probably 99% of people would just agree with. And right now at the highest levels on social media, there's a real dispute about this. And I think that when I talk to liberal Caucasian acquaintances of mine, there's sort of this narrative that comes from the immigrants' rights groups that, like, what you're talking about here is just one individual guy who's a construction worker in, you know, Aguas Calientes who decides to walk north, no provocation. He comes in and he might be seeking asylum. The reality is that when you mention the cartels, they're organized groups like Zetas and Gulf. that are ferrying these people, and tough guys on both sides, like the equivalent of union workers on the Mexican side, is then being shepherded by even bigger dogs, the cartel gunmen, into the USA. There are organized bus routes that come into the USA. You can see discussion of this on social. There are Reddit threads about it. So, I mean, obviously we have to do something. When you say something like there's 7,000 people a day that might enter the or it might double from 7,000 people a day illegally entering the USA to 14,000 or 18,000, yeah, I mean, clearly that's something we should focus very intently on stopping. And illegal immigration increased about 440% under President Biden. Stuff like white supremacy is really a distraction from this. I mean, there's also an ongoing major war. Of course, there's another war in Afghanistan that we just pulled out of, gave the country to the Taliban. So the more we talk about homegrown Nazis and so on, I mean, my take as a political scientist would be the less time we spend actually solving problems.
Well, and I think maybe the problem is the man or woman in the mirror. You know, I said this the other day, Will, that, you know, if there was not a consumer for sex trafficking on this side of the border, or a consumer for fentanyl on this side of the border, what would happen?
Well, sure. I mean, like, definitely that's, you know, when I talk to my priest, he says that, you know, there's no, your temptation in the world would greatly decrease if men weren't susceptible to it, is the way you might put this. Mm-hmm. But I think the reality is that the number of young college men looking for sex that might hire a stripper or something like that, or the number of people who in the back room at a party with the guys from the trading floor might do a lot of cocaine is pretty high. And I think that's pretty consistently high among Europeans, Latin Americans, so on. So given that, I mean, the way that countries have generally responded to this is to arrest people for using drugs, to stop drugs at the border, so on down the line. I mean, the idea that we would transition, and Biden's immigration enforcement officials have kind of hinted at this, but the idea that we would transition to a policy where we try to make Americans into better people that aren't tempted to use drugs, I mean,
that's not going to happen. That's a personal issue. There's not enough regulation. We've already gone through that, and our founding fathers were smart enough to put the onus on the consent of the governed. And there are some rules clearly stated in the Constitution, and we follow those rules just like, the Ten Commandments and the things that God has given us. It goes well for us. When we violate those rules, like defying gravity, well, then we feel, you know, the consequences of said violation. And I'm just putting it out there because nobody's talking about, look at a moral reset. You know, do we find a moral reset button for this country that I think could go a lot further than a bunch more money that the government takes from the taxpayers.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, continues with us. We were just talking off air about this moral compass and where our society is right now. And Will was bringing up, you know, the facts, the hard facts of just in Black America, what has happened to the family unit and how denigrated it has become with, a lot of, single families, moms raising kids, high abortion rate, all this stuff. This is unsustainable. And I'm not, this is about our society. We're all in this boat together, and we have got to heal our families and the relationships. Fatherhood has to come back into play. We've seen time and time again, I don't think we need any more research to tell us that a single mom is fighting an uphill battle, and the odds of her children being able to go on and be successful and be positive contributors to their families and society is just near impossible, Will. So when is it that we've had enough of this insanity that we just say, look, we've got to hit a reset button here?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I mean, one of the facts that I mentioned offline or off air that's true, that's not contested, but that's kind of remarkable, is that the current illegitimacy rate, if you look at this newest cohort of young folks, 18 to 34, is 80% for Black and 50% for white, right? And no one disagrees with those numbers. I mean, even the official numbers are something like 72% and 37%. That's for all people in the country. 50% and 80% are probably more accurate. But when you hear something like that, there's kind of a soul-shattering element to it. I mean, you can't – Blacks are, what, the second largest group in the country? You can't have an 80% fatherlessness rate. And we're doing the worst right now, but no one else is doing all that well either. Hispanics and other giant groups, 60%.
Exactly.
Native Americans, 66%. I mean, only a very small East Asian community is really keeping these families together. And that there's still a 17% illegitimacy rate there. I don't want to knock out every single one of these, but like, just to put this in context, World War II, the Black rate, probably the highest. Puerto Ricans were up there too, but it was 10%. So we've seen... It's not something that the people in the audience are dreaming up. We've seen mass social collapse over try to bring in racism, even genetics for that matter, when people are criticizing the South, something like that. Those things, and I disagree with the second explanation in the first place, but those factors have been consistent for centuries. I mean, if anything, racism has gone down. What we've seen is the mass reshaping of society intentionally by people that wanted to do that. And the question is, how do we come back from that? When you look at a whole bunch of things, from an abortion rate, whether or not you think this should be legal in the first trimester, but from an abortion rate that's half the rate of live birth, up to the welfare systems that created the fatherlessness problem, all of this stuff, I mean, the current national elite wants to intensify most of these programs. And we were talking about these, another crazy debate, should illegal immigration basically be legal? Of course not. But the question isn't, are most Americans good people? And the question isn't, is morality better than being an immoral savage? The question is, how do we practically take the programs that devastated society and get rid of them? Or exactly. Come up with alternatives? That's a tough one.
Well, it's going to take courage. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we've been saying that what's happening with the culture, there's such a disturbance in the culture right now. I mean, look at, why is Roe v. Wade coming to a head right now? Why are these movies that are, you know, coming out and demonstrating to everybody the devastation of abortion, what it's done on every factor and demographic of our society? We cannot come out after, you know, all that we've experienced in 1973 and high five everybody and say, this is the most brilliant thing the Supreme Court has ever done for us. You know, I don't hear that. All I'm hearing are, you know, horrific testimonies of would-be moms whose children are dead and they're living with this ache and hole in the heart until the day they die. This is hardcore experience. And what it comes down to is they're saying in incredible numbers now, because of the science that we have today, and we see what is happening in a woman's body as a child is developing, that it is not just excess skin or like a tumor or anything like that. This is a real human being. I mean, we're seeing, you know, body parts of a baby cast aside in some little metal tray, and you see a foot here and part of a leg, and I mean, it is. But this is what we've done. You know, our society and our culture, we've embraced this. And I think that as we are confronted with the reality of what we've done, I believe there is a sense of shame. And when I'm saying that, I'm not, you know, throwing shame out there in such a way that, hey, look, we're all guilty. We've all participated in one form or fashion on this. And I believe in a redeeming and forgiving God. So I'm not, you know, I don't want to add to the, because we've got, you know, women are so overwhelmed by this, Will, that they're, you know, they're committing suicide. And what started out to be safe and rare is not very safe, because we read the statistics and we know that even the statistics that we're reading about and hearing from Guttmacher and that are a bit, are a bit jaded because of privacy and other issues, and how Planned Parenthood and the abortionists do not want us to know the whole truth. But they don't know what to do with the real science that comes out and says, hey, this is what's going on here, you know?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that. I think that the abortion issue is, to some extent, it's one of the things that's going to unify the right, I think, but it's to some extent tangential to the things that began and changed society. So, in terms of abortion, there are real serious questions that people, especially in the GOP, are going to have to ask in terms of what the policy is going to be. Because I think most Americans would agree that what we have right now, I mean, you saw California recently, and correct me if I'm wrong in this, but legalize abortion until kind of the last day of month.
Exactly.
Nine,
exactly.
Which is,
no, they did.
That's birth. I mean, mm-hmm. that's something everyone opposes. The reality, though, I mean, if you passed a bill that was based fully on the Catholic Church teachings, any combination of a human sperm and a human egg is potentially human. It's got a 1 in 10 chance of making it through. It's potentially got a soul. If you actually did that, I mean, you'd end stem cell research, in vitro fertilization, you know, so on down the line. And I frankly don't think most people would support that. So the right has to kind of get it together and figure out what the standard is. Is it one trimester? Or are they actually going all the way down to no heartbeat bills? I think something you're going to see. That's an interesting issue. And I mean, one of the things a lot of people don't understand is that, like, the godless Europeans, quote unquote, don't allow abortion through month nine. They allow it through what you could call quickening, like the baby starting to move, pain being feelable. And as I understand, it's like 2 to 3 months. So a total revamping of the abortion law would be interesting. The question there, though, is it has to go along with other things, because if an additional million children were born every year into the current welfare system, that probably wouldn't be a good thing for these trends like 80%, 50%. So there has to be a unified – people on the right can't fight to go back to the past when whites and blacks were fighting in the street with baseball bats. That's not a good thing.
No.
There has to be a coherent future. What's the vision on abortion? Is there one at all? What's the vision on welfare? Should these modern programs exist at all? So on down the line. I think you're starting to see alternatives. I mean, DeSantis has proposed a bunch of things along both those kind of, you know, lifelines. So, yeah, that's an interesting question. But the current trajectory in the United States, I think, is something that's not sustainable. And I'm not the most right-wing guy on a lot of issues, but when you hear some of these questions like, should we have a border? Can men be women? You really are dealing with kind of a late Roman set of ideas, and
exactly
what happened there.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And I think that, you know, kind of things that we're talking about is we're, you know, throwing out these ideas. I just interviewed a CNN international anchor, Zane Asher. Incredible book, incredible story about her mother. It's Where the Children Take Us. And the story is of her mother. It's really a celebration and honoring of her mother, who raised four kids that went on to become, I mean, her father died in an accident. Her brother was with her. They were in their home country in Nigeria. The father dies. The mother is left to raise the kids. And she went back to her Nigerian roots and was, cast a vision to the kids. And I love what she said. She says, look, you split up the day in 3 8-hour segments. The first 8 hours is sleep. So that's done. There's no option there. You got to sleep. The second is you go to school or you got a job. That's the next 8 hours. So the third 8 hours is the most critical. That is what determines your destiny and your career ambitions. And this single mom ended up raising four very successful kids. One is I believe he won an Oscar. Just an incredible success story by a single mom who cast a vision of excellence and opportunity for her children when all odds were against her and against these kids to be successful. Amazing story.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea of use the third 8 hours. That made
Don't
my
you?
Next speech actually use the third 8 hours. Yeah,
I thought it was absolutely brilliant, and I love golden nuggets like that that come out. And boy, I'll tell you, I was so grateful that Zane Asher shared that with us. Dr. Wilfred Riley has been with us, a professor of political science at Kentucky State University. Have a great day, Will. Thank you.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS.